time and be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist. Joey B has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. This show today, I guess for most of you, may be one of the most beneficial shows that you can listen to if you happen to be that person like me who just loves to get into the outdoors. And the title of the show is this, The Most Important Piece of Outdoor Gear. So right away when I say that, some of you are going, oh, it's this or it's this. Well, think for a second. What do you think is the most important piece of outdoor gear? And some of you go, well, maybe it's my kayak, maybe it's my fishing rod. How about your footwear? You know, in every situation, there's a type of footwear for it. No, not just the marketing. You know, the companies will tell you, hey, what you need. Don't listen to what the companies tell you what you need. You know, our discussion today is what you truly need for all your outdoor excursions. That's from sea to shining sea and every mountain, river, and gorge in between. So let's start, again, sea to shining sea. Let's start at the oceans, the wetlands. How about some kayaking, fishing, boating? You know, I'm going to give you a few brand names, and no, I don't get any money from these companies. Maybe I should. That was a hint for those companies out there listening to this. Well, let's talk about when I am at the ocean. One of the things for me, some of my family actually lives at the ocean. I better be a mountain guy, but visiting the oceans to me, and you know, it's funny, as time has gone on, and probably because I have found many more activities to do there, so I can bring the surfboard and the surf fly fishing rods and the surf fishing rods and the kayaks and the bike, and the list goes on and on and on. Well, how about when you're swimming or you're surf fishing or you're rock jetty climbing, whether you're just climbing to get out there to hang out or you're actually going to fish from the jetties. And one of the things that I actually use are Teva sandals. And I have found out through many years that the Teva sandals are, like, for me, the perfect tool, the perfect piece of footwear for those situations. And yes, I said swimming. I actually swim in the Teva sandals. And let me tell you a real cool story about how they were invented. And I've done a lot of whitewater rafting out west. I spent a lot of time out west. So one of the fishing guides out there, or raft guides, I should say, he was doing his, you know, rafting, and he's guiding all these trips, and all of a sudden, his flip-flops would just keep falling off and falling off and falling off. And from that, with some Velcro, that's how he created the Teva sandals, and that's the original, I guess, we'll call it water shoe. I mean, because now we actually have many different types of water shoes. But I'm going to tell you right now that Teva, because people say, what, do you swim? Yeah, I can swim in them. Are they a bit heavy for swimming? Not for me. It's like you go out there, and again, well, with a lot of pollutants that are in that ocean, plus a couple shells, because I'm not as manly, but I do use them there. I also kayak and canoe with my Tevas. They are just with me all the time. But here's the deal. They are great in sandy situations, but not in soil sediment situations. If there is muck, that's the soil sediment that's there. And my saying is, don't get stuck in the muck. You like that one there. Well, you've got L.L. Bean and NRS, and they have some water shoes, and they're like neoprene booties, really, is what they are. And they go, you know, like, it's almost like a high ankle booty that's there, zippers up. And I use those in those situations, and they are also great for early spring and late fall when, as you get colder water, because having cold feet is not a good thing. So, when I'm in the water, it depends on the situation. And then I'd say it depends on the temperature, and that's where I go with those two. So when I go up to Cape Cod, and I like to get out in the springtime, Coach Gorski, a couple of good friends, John Crane, and we'll go up there and we're striper fishing, I will actually use those Teva sandals. I put my waders on, and then I actually put my Tevas on. I loosen the straps because very adjustable, and I'm out there using those because it's very easy to get in and out of the kayak with those. Because sometimes I'll be fishing from the kayak. Sometimes, and I talk about on a lot of shows, I will actually use my kayak to get me to the best fishing place. So it's my mode of transportation. So when I get out and want to begin to walk on that sandier soil, what I'm doing with is the Teva Sandals work on those as well. So, and I also call my, you know, let's talk about people have these different hobbies that they do out there. I call it water birding. And you go, what do you mean water birding? Well, sometimes you can go to a place and you're going, wow, if I can only get there, I can see more birds. And if you're at the ocean, because we have different birds that are in the ocean and in the mountains, et cetera, you can get out there and you can actually, if you can get to that place, so my Tevas or my, and actually I have the L.L. Bean version of them, but I know NRS, there's probably a million companies out there that make them. So you, if you want to extend your adventure a little bit more, that's what you need. And then sometimes you need a combination of footwear because you're going to be in both types of situation, whether you're going to be in the water and on land. In my wolf research, for example, up in Minnesota, land of 10,000 lakes, well, you're going from water, you know, you're going from all the swamps, bogs, fens, marshes, lakes, rivers, and then you're going on to land, so you need both types. But I'm sure you also know, as usual, this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Simply go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, let us move from water to dry land. So we need landwear. Where? I guess I could say that. Yes, I'll speak a little clearer right now. So we can go from day hikes to backpacking to mountaineering. So let's talk about the mountaineering. For example, my grizzly bear research. Well, you're going to use one shoe for a day hike, but if you're going to be taking all of your gear on the top of the Rockies, and I'll get to you in a few seconds about those type of shoes, the shoes will vary from those. So let's go to day hikes first. Well, many people will go out and purchase low-cut boots. They also have a medium-cut boot, which is right above the ankle. And that's the one that I prefer. I'm telling you about my preference. You're going to have to, through time, figure out, okay, so you know, what do you prefer and why? I am personally always looking for ankle stability. So I become the medium-cut boot guy because I want that type of stability that's going to help me out. And I found, once again, you find your own brands. Raikley is a great day hike. I bought the upper end of their boots for day hikes. Some people would even use them for some backpacking trips as well. And when I was doing my non-native plant species research on the sagebrush steep out in Idaho, I started using my Raikleys, and they were great. And I'm going to tell you right now, durable. They lasted, I actually did 3 summers of research there. And to this day, it's one of the boots. I have a couple pairs of boots down there. It's one of the pairs that I continue to use. So, I mean, it's lasted quite a while. And we'll talk about cost as we go on a little bit too. When I am on stage, when I am doing speaking engagements, I do wear low cuts. So again, it's not for the outdoors. I guess for me, it's more for appearance. So I guess I do wear those low cuts, but I don't think I'm going to have too many ankle turning situations on stage. Although I am a man of props. If you've ever seen any of my shows on stage, you'd know that, well, maybe I need to go that medium cut there. And if you want to follow me, you can also follow me at Twitter, and that's at Joey B Outdoors, and that's outdoors plural with an S. So let's now go from the day hikes to backpacking and mountaineering. I'm going to say check with your local outdoor stores, your Ramsey Outdoors, all the experts that are in these stores. One of the things you want to do is this. Find a store that wants to help you, not just make a sale. Because there are many stores that are there. And these people, you know, somebody who works in the kayak department, they're big-time kayakers. Somebody works in the fishing department, big-time fishermen. So when you go to these chain stores, the big brand, they're just selling you a kayak. But when you go to, and again, I'll use Ramsey Outdoor because I'm there all the time. You go there, and they're going to, these are guys who are in those kayaks. When you go to a footwear department in any one of these great stores, they will actually talk to you about their experiences and why they use what they use. And they'll give you their thoughts. And then they ask you about your types, your needs. And that's really what you're looking to do. So you're looking not just for a sale, you're looking for a boot that's going to be right for you. Now, with my grizzly bear research, and I was talking about that in up in Montana, you know, think about this. In my backpack, which is a huge pack because it has all my personal gear and all my research gear, and no joke, we're talking about from a pair of shorts to every bit of winter gear you possibly could have. So the amount of weight that is on you is tremendous. So my boots are actually mountaineering boots. They're boots made to go. So it is like a, you know, hiking boot on steroids, so to speak. And let's talk about the soles of all of these shoes. You know, it doesn't matter whether, even the water shoes, they all have, from the water shoes to the mountains, they all have great traction on them. I'll give you an example. It's probably a name that you all out know out there. It's the Vibram soles. And many of the boot and shoe companies actually use Vibram soles. And if they don't have the Vibrams, they've developed soles with similar traction. Remember, the traction is vital for safety. So you need to make sure that you can absolutely have great traction out there. So now let's talk about work shoes or work boots. For me, from my filming adventures to farming to gardening, my personal flower gardens to cutting the grass, my tractor time and mowing, you know, it's like this. I'm using a tractor most of the time to cut, but there are times when even just like weed whacking certain personal areas around the garden, things, you need to have good footwear that's out there. Again, I use my medium cut boots because of the traction, because of the ankle stability. Some people will just be fine with the low cuts that are there, but that's something for you to talk about. So let's talk about a couple different pieces of the puzzle. Cost, materials, and care. Think about your boots as, because remember I said it's the most important piece of gear that you have, as an investment. Save for the best footwear for the purpose. Don't cheap out. If you cheap out, your feet will pay for it. So if you don't pay somewhere, your feet will be paying. And I'm sure when you've got, as people would say, sore dogs, just do your homework. You know, online versus a store. And this is me, once again, my personal. I always want to try on a pair of footwear prior to a purchase. I want to know that they feel good on my feet. Finding the correct footwear to me is so important. Again, and then, hey, you can do your homework and search for the best price. But again, if you have to save a little bit, then it's worthwhile. So let's talk about the materials that many of these boots are made from. It's going to vary. Some have leather, some are all leather, some are combos of leather, nylons, synthetics. Be very careful with the waterproofing and the weatherproofing that's on there. Many of the repellents, believe it or not, and I won't give you a name brand, you'll have to do your own little research on this one, and some of them have cancerous materials. So again, please do your homework and make sure you're purchasing something that is safe for you. I prefer to waterproof my own boots, and I use beeswax. Yes, it is actually beeswax, and there's a company called Beeswax. So I use theirs. I'm going to let you know that you will actually, again, you're going to rub it into the boot. It's going to change the color of the boot. It's going to make it a little darker. But I can make a pair of boots totally waterproof. And they actually, I believe the beeswax company even has a spray of that goes on as well. But it's a spray beeswax. It's pretty neat. Now, if you're looking for warmth, warmth in boots, and we can talk hiking boots, and then we can also talk snow boots. It's the same thing. There's another product called Thinsulate, and it comes in different grams. And I wouldn't get anything, if you're looking for warmth, I wouldn't get anything less than a 400 grain because they go in grains. And they got 400 grains. I actually have one pair of, I'm going to call them upland boots, where I can do some really heavy-duty rocky terrain with them. Because, once again, we're filming out there, and sometimes I have to film out in some really rocky terrain because we film all across the country. I've got an 800-grain boot, and they do make 1,200s. To me, the 1,200's an overkill, and I'll share a couple other pieces of the puzzle with that. So whether they're your snow boots, my snow boots, because when I'm out in the snow, I am actually working. So if you're working, doing something, whether you're hiking or snowshoeing or whatever, you're going to use quite a bit of energy, so that heat being given off really keeps my feet warm. So I actually just go with a 400 grain inside my snow boots. And once again, I beeswax even my snow boots. I beeswax them as well because I want to make sure that they stay waterproof, because having cold, wet feet is not a fun thing. Here's another little hint. When I purchase my boots, I also always purchase the exact same length laces, an extra pair, and I just throw them on my backpack, and I don't care if they disappear in the bottom of my backpack, although I've got to say this, I am really very organized, so I really do know where they're at, because you end up breaking a lace outside somewhere. Well, then guess what? You just spend a few minutes, relace the boot, and off you go. So there's many brands. You know, you're going to have to find the one that you like. And here's my suggestion. Find the one that you like and stick with that brand. And the example I'm going to give to you is not with boots, but it's with running shoes. Many years ago, I found out that ASICS running shoes were perfect for my feet. I used to own a sporting goods store. So a million years ago, when I owned that store, I tried every type of running shoes since I own them. And I just found out that ASICS worked. And to this day, ASICS works well for my body. And it's the same with some of the other brands I mentioned to you about different types of footwear. I stick with something that I know works for me. Why try something? And this is just me. Why try something else that may not work? And if it's the most important piece of footwear, well then, or gear. So that's one of the things. You want the perfect complement to your boots. So the perfect complement now to your boots happens to be socks. And let me say this, there are many different types of socks out there. The key to all socks is you want them to wick moisture away from your feet. There are some nylons with synthetics. There are wools. There are merino wools, combo wools. There's alpaca socks, alpaca, I don't know if you guess you'd call it wool, but alpaca fur that's out there. And I've used some of those with Alterra. Some of my friends own that company. So I'm going to tell you this. I happen to like my combo of a sock liner and then a, which wicks the moisture away. I don't know if you know this. The reason why your feet get cold is when your sweat gets cold, water against your body, that's how you get cold. So it wicks it away from your body, puts it into that next layer. And there are some socks out there that will actually defy gravity and the water will actually wick its way out of the boot. So I keep my feet dry. And I always keep an extra pair of sock liner socks in my backpack. And by the way, they make some spring weight ones too, where you don't even need the sock liner. Again, it's an investment in some things you need to do. But I also keep extra gear in my truck all the time. So I have extra pairs of socks in this. Because guess what? It might not be my foot that stepped inside the huge puddle or piece of swamp or something like that. It might be one of my traveling companions, one of my cameramen, someone who's out there with me in the wild. So, I mean, I've got change of clothes, extra food. We're always hydrating, extra water, extra snacks. I'm pretty close to that organic guy. And there is a need for all of these. So my gear, from my lightweight gear to my winter gear, there's a need for all of them. So find your perfect footwear. And then the most important thing, get out and enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures. Joey B's adventure. Joey B's adventure. Joey B. Is that the adventure? That was awesome.